Hello, everyone. It's Deanna here to talk about this coming Sunday's readings, which are for June 13th and the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. So the readings come from Ezekiel and 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to focus, though, on the Gospel, which is Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. And this is a parable about the kingdom of God. And I'm going to focus on the second part about the mustard seed. So the mustard seed is a small plant, small seed when it is first planted, and then it grows anywhere from 2 to 6 feet. But it also can be very invasive, going into places that it was not meant necessarily to go into, which I thought was interesting, that if you think about the kingdom of God, often it goes into unexpected places and maybe places where it is not wanted, but it still can take root. So I thought that was an interesting comparison there that Jesus was making. And then, again, going back to, so you plant seeds and they eventually grow, no matter what kind they are, right? Hopefully they grow, they get sun, they get water, they grow. But there's some sort of some mysterious way that it happens. There's some divine guidance going on that we know nothing about. And it is the same thing with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God starts small. And obviously, when we're talking about in Jesus' time, it started out with the 12 apostles, and it grew and grew and grew from there, and it grows. But it is like that in our own life as well. So the kingdom of God is within us in terms of our faith. And so our faith often starts off small because we don't know very much and we haven't learned very much. We haven't experienced much of life. And then as we grow in knowledge of our faith, we love God more, our faith grows, and the kingdom of God grows within us. And then we are able to help spread the good news of the kingdom of God. And that is what I would like you to think about this week, is how are you sowing seeds for the kingdom of God. So think about this week how you can do that. I'll see you again next week. God bless you.